It didn't go down well. It wasn't well received. You know, as other people, we were technically a disgrace, and we disgraced ourselves and our regiment, and that's a big thing. I probably could have lived with myself, you know, disgracing myself in their eyes, but not the regiment. I was just me, and I couldn't help who I was, and that's the most devastating thing about it all, was that rejection. And it was a real physical sort of, you know, you are definitely, you're out of here now, and you're gone, and we don't really want to see you anymore. Whereas, well, this is what today's about, I guess, isn't it? It's about opening arms and embracing each other again. And yeah, it is what it is kind of thing. But it's so nice to be here today.
One of the regiment's colonels, Brigadier Guy Foden, says progress has been made over recent years in the force.
Martin, we recognise that you were poorly treated. And today we are formally recognising this. I can only imagine how difficult it must have been. Rest assured that the army has changed and continues to change, and is a learning organisation. Your courage and determination and your support for others are an inspiration to us all and the hallmarks of a good soldier. I'm so delighted that many of your friends are here today and that David Till, your old platoon commander, is here to welcome you back. As a regiment, we seek to be a family, and this certainly has the feel of a family gathering. Martin, ably supported by Ollie, his support dog, does great things in support of the veteran community, and I thank you for that. I know how much Service Dogs UK have done for you and continue to do for others. But it is your contribution that we should applaud. Thank you, my friend.